This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on Tantalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections Friday night, super special comics in the house. We are so excited, and Lisa.
Yes.
I know, we're so fun.
Yes, we are.
So guess what, everybody? We're going to move our show on Wednesday, starting February 12th.
Whoop, whoop, hump day.
That's right, between 5 and 6 drive time. So this will be our last Friday night show.
That will be.
Yes, it'll be on Wednesdays from now on. And we have so many amazing people in the house. To my right, introduce yourself to the world.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Chris Gorgeous. I'm a nationally touring comedian.
Yes, he is, and he's funny, and he's teaching classes, and the National Comedy Museum Hall of Fame. Wow.
That's right. Yeah, Comedy Hall of Fame in Holiday, Florida. We have a museum there. We also have classes, teach improv and stand-up comedy. If you go to halloffamecomedy.com, all the links are on there for the comedy school, and we do shows there, and we've got a museum, and we have Minnie Pearl's hat.
I know.
That's right.
Wow. I saw a picture with you.
Minnie Pearl's hat.
Minnie Pearl.
Beat that other museum who has stuff.
There you go. Other museum with stuff. I like that. You really took that to PG-13 level.
I know. And then also to our left over here before we start our show, we're going to go into some comedy clips as well and introduce yourself.
I am Donna Robertson, and I am Miss Senior Alabama Tourism.
Yes, and you're all the way from Alabama to Florida.
I am. I'm here for a conference.
Oh, how cool. I love your voice.
Thank you.
I have to learn how to do that in acting class.
Yeah. All right. Is that a Jersey accent? What is that?
I know. South Jersey.
South Jersey.
And then we have Cassie over here. Cassie is going to be at Soap This Tomorrow with Kathleen Gotti over the weekend.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yes.
Wait.
Oh, General Hospital, go to Soap This and tell everybody what you're doing.
well, I'm going to be interviewing with you with Kathleen Gotti tomorrow night, so that's going to be great. And I have some more people for our book club.
Oh, for a book club.
Yeah, that we're working on.
We're going to come back and talk about that. That's going to be very soon, so stay tuned. We have some amazing writers and authors that I want to get on the show as well. And also Sue, our new Miss Country USA, Elliot's Tales. Hi.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me today.
I'm good. How'd you like our acting class with Andrew last night?
Oh, my God, we had so much fun. We're doing monologues, Dawn and I. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, he does the Stellar, the Meisner, everything from New York. So we want to shout out to Andrew.
Andrew.
Yes.
Hi, Andrew. Thank you. We had fun.
We're going to be back. Let's go to a couple commercials with the National Hall of Fame, a comedy, Andrew's classes, and we'll be back with Chris.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I was going to
say gorgeous.
I love it. So I would be Mrs. Gorgeous.
They're so afraid to say it the way.
No.
Oh, I couldn't possibly say it like that.
No, do you have a Mrs. Gorgeous?
Yes.
Oh, how cool.
For
isn't
now,
that a nice
for
name?
For now, actually, I'm actually separated, but yeah.
Oh.
Thanks for asking.
That's a nice last name. Yeah.
February for hang out with
Valentine's
Lisa
Day. Hey. Yeah, Lisa V's having. Looking
what are you guys setting up right now?
Seriously, I already have one.
No, I'm good. I'm fine. Thank you.
No, I don't mean it that way. I'm saying that if we don't get anybody, I'm like, hey, anybody want to hang
Lisa
out?
Lisa needs a chatty with
got,
Lisa Day
food,
on Valentine's.
We've got.
Got a free dinner.
We have free food. We have live music, free drinks if you drink. So.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. You can call the station. Let us know if you want to go out with Lisa on Valentine's Day.
727-441-3000.
You have to be separated to do it.
Yes, you cannot be married, and you cannot poke me anymore on Facebook. If I get poked by one more person, I'll just like
Don and I are going to be the chauffeurs, right?
Yeah.
No. I don't need a chaperona. I'm good. Trust me. I roll with God. He sees all.
We're going to be right back. 106.1 FM, The Heat.
The National Comedy Hall of Fame Museum is now open in Tampa Bay. Information on the museum can be found at nchof.com. The museum just announced the induction class of 2020, which includes legends such as Joan Rivers, Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Dan Aykroyd, and John Cleese. Also on site, there are live comedy classes and stand-up comedy. Information on the comedy classes can be found at hofcomedyschool.com, and the live shows are posted at comedyhof.com. Come out and see us.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TVSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
So, you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew Michael Krantz with some fantastic news for aspiring actors and actors that just want to get the juices flowing again. The Actors Academy, opening up at the Florida Future Factory right here in Clearwater, Florida, where you can learn the techniques of Stella Adler, Stanford Meisner, Lee Strasberg. Give us a call at 727-326-2467. Phenomenal classes. You'll have a great time. New York theater, New York film acting, here in Florida.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back.
So we're back with Chris Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Now we're never not going to stop saying gorgeous.
I know. I can't wait to hear this clip. So what clip are we playing of your comedy?
Oh, I think this is about getting old. This is an old bit about getting old.
Old bit. I like that. Okay.
Old bit about getting old.
Can I say something before we do that?
No.
Do you know? I'm sweating to the oldies. I'm sweating to the oldies now with Richard Simmons. And now I know
what to do. Wow. You're just now doing that? You're just now sweating to the oldies?
I sweat.
Okay, I have news for you. If you're just now sweating to the oldies of Richard Simmons, you're sweating to classical music. That's what that is now. It's not oldies anymore. Now it's classical.
You're right. It's so much fun. We'll be right back.
Irregular, sir. You're going to do it. Right? Because we're older. It's important, right, sir? When I was younger and I pooped, I was very proud of what was happening out of my body. I was very proud. I used to call people up. You need to see what happened this afternoon. I got in the bathroom. All one piece, no breaks. Awesome, right? Because the body's working perfectly. Everything's good. You don't worry about that. You don't even think about it. Guy, if they had Facebook in my day, I would have been like, boop, there's a picture of that. Look at that. Good day for me. Instagram, boop, boop, there you go. Now I don't tell anybody. It's a very private thing, and I get very nervous when I'm there. You've probably done this, sir. You get in the bathroom, and you just sit there, and you have your little thing, and then all you do now is just look and go, no blood. Yay! Woo! Live another month. Colon's still working, baby. Getting old sucks.
That's getting old. Yes. Getting old sucks.
Yes.
Not as bad as the angle of this microphone, though. Jesus.
Welcome to our world.
So like somebody drop kicked this thing.
A bunch of times, along with the mouse.
Yes.
But anyway.
So, Chris, did you ever go like to a thrift store and they tell you, you know, I don't think you're 55. I mean, you're younger, right?
No, that's never happened to me. No. Why would that? That's the weirdest question I've ever been asked in my life.
No, you go to the thrift store and they say, you know, you're 55. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not.
Why are you discussing your age at the thrift store?
Because there was a big discount. And I wanted to say, okay. And then I said, yes, I'm 55. And they said, well, make up your mind.
Are you going to lie?
I'm not 55.
No, you're not.
I'm 54.
40. Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So I'm not 55. Okay. I'm 1 year away from being able to move in the Villages. I'm 1 year away.
Hey, I'm in a 55
really
and over.
Do that?
They would kill me. If I went to the Villages, it would be there would be a riot.
You'd be written up like every other day there. You'd be in violation.
I'd have the coolest golf cart in the whole damn place.
You would.
So how did you start out in comedy?
I went on stage and I had a microphone.
I mean, did you take comedy classes? Let me ask you. Did you?
No. I started in 1987, and I did a radio contest in Mystic, Connecticut, and then I won a spot in a show at the Mystic Comedy Treehouse. And then I got divorced. My first marriage, I got divorced from my wife, and I stayed in Connecticut, and I got a job as a house MC at the Prime Cut Comedy Club in Niantic, Connecticut.
Okay.
Or East Lyme, Connecticut, where Lyme disease was born. Huh?
East Lyme, hey.
How's that for roots?
Like key lime. Just kidding. Key lime pie.
No. Lyme disease. Yeah, that's right. Comedy and arthritic rheumatitis.
There you go.
Rheumatoid arthritis is what I meant to say. Yeah, so I was there for 2 years, and I came down here and got involved in improvisation and stand-up, and I've been a fixture on the Tampa Bay comedy scene for about 25, 30 years now at this point.
Well, that's awesome.
Doing all everything. Sketch comedy, improv comedy, stand-up comedy, radio, everything.
How about we have another, go back in time, and let's do a comedy contest here.
A comedy contest where? Here? Right here at the table right now?
Right here. Like, not now, but like
all right,
future.
So you and me to the
you
end,
would be
buddy.
The judge.
Oh.
You'd be the judge of all the comics, new ones that wanted to try out, and maybe you could do a comedy show.
Yeah, I don't like the judging comedy thing. I've never been a big fan of that. Like, there are contests around town. They do have contests all over Florida. And I always felt like putting comedians in that sort of situation is really hard on the comic. I feel like it's, you can't get a good gauge of the comedy. And also, there's always some biased situation happening within the groups.
So we
don't have
a contest. We just have them come on and perform.
Here in the studio?
Yeah, we'll do it on my show.
If you'd like, sure.
Show.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how well it would translate here in the studio because, you know, you've been to a stand-up show, right?
All the time.
You know there's an audience and there's a stage. And
we have
they don't typically
you
do it
watch
to...
watch the stand-up comedy.
And they don't typically do it to, you know, like a bunch of pageant queens. Yes, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
We all have Tiara's on tonight.
You want to do improv?
Everybody but me, because...
Do some improv. Show us improv.
Show you improv? Wow, why do I feel like a monkey right now? What is happening?
I told you.
Listen, let me get the grinder. Dance, boy, dance!
Yes.
Do an improv thing. Improvise.
Here's a peanut.
Here's a secret. We've all been improvising since the show started.
Exactly.
You realize this, right?
Yeah, we have.
So let me just say this about improv. Improv... the stupid microphone.
Horrible.
Improv. Yeah. Improv.
We don't want to go there.
All right, so improv is not really about being funny. Improv is about the essence of being in the moment, all right? Improv is about letting go any agenda that you might have in your brain and being in the moment. Okay? Maybe it is about being funny. I don't know what the hell just happened.
Improv.
Are you all right, ma'am?
That's hilarious.
Did she fall out of the car on the way over here? What happened? Is she all right?
Lisa it's needed just, this.
I'm all serious, and she's laughing because I'm serious, and she's like, "What, do you got cancer?"
No, there you go. It's the irony.
No, but
as you said,
it's
letting
fun.
Everything go.
Yeah, letting your agenda, when I say letting your agenda go, like, you know, when you're talking to somebody, when you truly are listening to them, it's when you let your agenda go, right? Mm-hmm. So you're interested in what they have to say. You're listening to them, and there becomes the free exchange of idea and information happens. Because you're not forcing your agenda on them, and you're accepting their agenda. It's a free flow of information. Does that make sense?
Yes, and you're going to be teaching all of this as well.
Oh, not that. No.
No.
I'm teaching jokes.
So, okay.
Yeah, no, I do teach a form of that. What I teach is a combination. I have a stand-up class, and then I also teach improvisation. It's a combination of two methods, a viola spolin, which is improvisation for theater, which is more of what I was talking about, that free flow of energy. It's a very heady, kind of hippie, let's feel ourselves, and you know, it's lay down and let your body expand into the room, that kind of thing.
Right.
It's about knowing your body, being present in your body and your mind. And then the other half, which is our improv exercises. When we watch Whose Line Is It Anyway, remember that? Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes, yes.
Those are all improv exercises. So those exercises allow you to be in the moment, and then they do have fun humor things built into them.
But if somebody would like to learn stand-up comedy, of course, and they want to go and perform and at the National Comedy Hall of Fame, you know.
Well, they would have to be a stand-up comic to perform at the Comedy Hall of Fame. You have to be an actual working comic. And if you want to take the class, we offer you space on the stage in a showcase show. So I had one class. I had one class, and they had three graduates, and at some point we'll do a showcase show, and they will do 5 to 10 minutes of material and based on, you know, whatever they came up with in class.
Okay,
or
so we have Sue, myself, Cassie, Lisa, and Chrissy. We're all going to be there. Because
oh, yeah, Chrissy. I met Chrissy.
Well, here's the I went to comedy school after my divorce, and it really helped me out.
Yeah. What comedy school did you go to?
Pauly Shore's sister, Sandy Shore, at the comedy store in LA. And then Renee at the Improv. But
so
I never,
was it a joke writing class?
It was more your life experiences, which was really fun.
Yeah.
And yes.
And then what did you do with that? You wrote it in a joke form, like you told stories about your life?
I tried, but I didn't graduate.
Well,
so
why not?
Because I have to take your class to graduate.
No. We need to know why you didn't graduate from that class.
Out.
She was.
I dropped out.
Did you seriously?
Beauty school dropout.
I did.
Why?
Well, now I wasn't where I was in radio now, which I'm not afraid at all. But
so
I,
you were had a little fear going on.
I did. I had. Well, I used to perform on stage twirling a baton, but you know.
Yeah, it's not exactly joke writing, though, right? I mean, it's not. Look, it's a skill. I'll give you
it's
that.
A skill.
There we go.
I'm not taking away from it.
I'm dying here.
Especially not from Glenda.
Yeah, no,
what are you saying?
Joke on everybody.
The good witch.
Well, Miss Glenda over here wants Dawn to do a joke.
You want her to do a joke?
Dawn, do a joke. Geez.
Okay.
Yeah, since you didn't graduate, do a joke now.
Okay. Yeah, show everybody how to do a
here
joke.
Here I go.
Not
here I go.
Graduating.
This is true. Okay, this is what I did at Pauly Shore's sister.
This will be clean for the radio, though,
right? It is. Kind of, sort of. Yes,
oh,
it is.
God.
Okay, so, of course, I'm happily married now, and I was married divorced to my ex-husband, and then I went online trying to find, you know, the right person.
Yeah.
Well, Match.com turned me down. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I had a couple dates. I had Luke, Mark, John, Paul, Peter. I dated half the Bible.
And then, I thought you found religion.
Whoa. And then I ended up meeting Jesus. And I said, that's it. I'm done. Jesus? Offline. I'm done.
Yeah, but what? Okay, so...
Right.
I see a joke in there that's actually a good joke. And this is what we would do in the comedy writing class. That's a good example. I'm glad you did that joke.
Thank you.
It's not really a joke. But anyway, no, I'm kidding. It is.
Yeah.
It's a bit. Okay. All so right. When you say I dated, John, Paul, Luke, you pause. And then my suggestion would be like, okay, I was at church. But anyway.
Exactly.
And in the comedy business, that's called a reverse, where you get the audience thinking in one direction. Oh my gosh, you dated a lot of dudes, and you know their brain's already going, that sounds like the apostles.
Yes.
And then you say, okay, I was at church. Yeah. I was at church. It was the Bible I was reading. Yeah. That's what we'll teach you. I can't teach you any. Let me just say this. I can't teach you how to be funny. All right.
Right. You cannot
teach that. Okay. You're either funny or you're not. Okay.
Ready? You're either pregnant or you're not. Right.
No, that's way different, my dear. And yeah, I can teach that. And no, but you can't teach funny. But what you can teach are the techniques that you can use to, like, what you learned in L.A., which is true, your life. Right. I believe in realness on stage. I believe in talking about things that are real. I mean, obviously, you didn't date the apostles, but you were going through a life experience of being, you know, dating again. So that's real. That's real.
Right.
That's what I like.
Would that help?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Would that help us with our acting, like our monologue? Like, because sometimes with lines, they tell us to take one line and kind of like do it different or go up or down or emphasize. Would that kind of help us with our acting class, don't you think?
It could be helpful. I think the improv would be the most helpful, and in that it would allow you to be flexible, and again, drop your agenda. Well, I'm going to play this character this way. Drop your agenda. Try it this way. Try it another way. Come from a different place in your life. Right. That stand up more. The stand up class that I teach is more about doing stand up comedy, actually doing stand up. Improvisation will help you with acting, with going to the grocery store and being able to talk to somebody, with being able to, you know, be a pageant person. Whatever that's about.
And you have no idea.
Oh, I do, actually. I do.
Because Mrs. Gorgeous is a beauty queen?
No. I'm separated. But anyway.
Okay. That's right.
No,
sorry.
But the person that I travel with, my comedy partner, Tiffany Barbie, she actually books the shows at Hall of Fame. She was a pageant girl. That's what she did half of her life. So I've heard the stories. I'm like, wow, it's pretty intense.
So we do it for a different reason because you have a platform. You're a dental hygienist, right?
I'm a dental hygienist from Alabama. My hometown is Athens, Alabama, but I live in Decatur, Alabama, which is about 20 miles. Mm-hmm. And I do my platform for why I do pageants is suicide awareness.
Oh.
And we're going a whole different route as far as comedy, but I lost my brother. And he was my only sibling in 2000.
How old was he?
He was 38.
Oh, geez. Okay. So that's that. And we have platforms. So I'm in the school. It's called Be Cool, Stay in School. And I help the kids with getting into show business with all the connections. And we have a SAG agent under my show. And we have so many producers, agents, casting directors that come on. They're casting here on the show. Mm-hmm. And that's all good. Do you have a funny dental story?
A funny dental story.
Not like me running out of a dentist's office and they say, she's coming back? And
I
say no.
Well, I mean, the naturalness of dentistry and going into any office, it's the white coat syndrome. I mean, everybody is scared.
Is it better to wear a white coat when you walk in?
No. Listen, I beg to differ. It's not the white coat syndrome. It's that drill. It's the drill syndrome. Needles in the mouth syndrome. Well, not the white coat. Right. Needles in the drill.
Yeah,
well,
you're right.
100%. Well, I mean, that's true. And most people, as far as young, have had an experience when they were younger that leads to the fear of, you know, the adulthood. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Lisa is comedy all around because
my life is hilarious. Those who know me and those who are watching, they really have no idea.
So
I was going to ask him a question.
Yes.
You know how you say you want to, you know, in comedy, you talk about your life. I mean, literally, like, things that have happened in my life, they are hilarious when you look back at them because they will tell you. But can you almost tell too much? Like, you know, where you tell too much, do people go like, you know?
It depends on the subject matter. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to bum everybody out.
No.
You don't want to talk about when you had leukemia and you almost died.
No, nothing like that to the point of, like, people going, wow, that really happened. Wow, that happened. No way.
All right. Let me just say that. Let me just ask you this. Give me an example of what you're talking about.
My book title is God May Not Have Faced the Book, but He Gave Me the Password, How I Caught My Cheating Husband.
That's a long title, first of all.
Doesn't matter. God
really
may
long,
not
say
have
that
Facebook.
Again? God
may not have Facebook.
May not have Facebook.
But He gave me the password.
To Facebook?
No. How I Caught My Cheating Husband. I went to an all-night prayer meeting at the church that I met this lady at, and I asked God, hey, help me. I need a password. And my friend blurted it out the next morning, and here we are. He's deported.
Blurt out
I'm
the
divorced.
Password to what? I'm so confused.
To his Google account. I caught him cheating.
Oh,
my cheating
you hacked
husband.
His account. Yeah.
Yes.
No,
locked
I got the
him
cheating.
Out of all his devices
yeah,
in every country.
That subject maybe. You seem a little angry. I don't think I would do that. I think I would not do that on stage.
No, it's just it's you really
seem
funny.
Well,
no, like,
no, you seem more angry about it than funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, those who know me know it's not, really funny.
But you tweak everything. You tweak with everything.
You look at it so professionally. No, like, seriously, it is
I am
so
a professional
hilarious.
Comedian, and I use that just now to get a laugh,
years.
Because that's what I do professionally, even though I'm not getting paid. Anyway.
Not on this show.
Right? No, that's fine. A lot in my life, trust me. And so, my point is that, yes, you could talk about that on stage. It really depends on how you come at it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I talk about it very...
Everybody's had a husband or a wife that's cheating. Most people have been in a relationship that it ends in divorce, or we wouldn't have as many divorces.
Yes.
So,
I'm separated. Yeah, right. I get what you're saying.
Hi, I finished my divorce last year.
And nice listen, I talk about these things on stage. They're very serious things.
Right.
You can make them... Yeah, it depends. You got to be... It's a delicate thing. It's a delicate thing. And look, I think as long as you're honest, then you're on the right track. Let me just say that. But angry... It depends on the anger.
It's really okay.
So Chrissy, come here. I have a quick question before we go into some of our books and everything too. Okay, seriously. We have something called Grandma Chrissy Uncensored on YouTube. Now, Chrissy, I think would be a great comedian.
PG-13.
Yeah.
And she will talk about anything and everything on stage.
Good God.
Right. Everything.
Wait.
I'm here to tell you that that's not an uncommon thing, by the way.
There's more bling in this room tonight than my cuddle going on.
So, Chrissy, come on.
I've been out blinged a long time.
Okay, wait. Before we start, we did not get kicked out of bingo like we did last time.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we went.
It's the bingo hall, not the drinking hall, obviously.
We were drinking.
We went over to the Dunedin American Legion. Have you been there?
No.
No, not there.
Oh, actually, that's not true. I did a show there. Actually, I have been there.
Oh,
okay. I'm a vet, so sometimes I do veteran shows.
Nice. So they have bingo. She won some money today.
Nice. She won $100.
Yeah.
She told me.
Yeah, and then there's like casino stuff in the back. Yeah.
Like, what do you mean casino stuff?
Like machines.
Oh, I thought you meant like mafia. What the hell are you talking about?
Machines, they have an event.
Yeah. So I think Chrissy would be a great comedian. I think she would
because
be
great. Because she won $100 at the American Legion?
Exactly.
I've never heard that as an entry-level thing.
It's the 2020. Listen, things are changing.
Tell me which one of you girls in here hasn't had a cheating husband.
Oh.
I'll listen to you say that. I had one.
Chrissy's anybody asking else? About a cheating husband.
Right. I mean, most people, or why? I mean, either husband. Or. So it's a delicate situation, but sometimes
It's delicate because, as a guy, I can tell you there are two sides to every story.
Of course.
So you need to be careful. When I approach, because listen, I've been in that situation, okay? Right. I was on the other end of that situation. So when you talk about it, that's why I say it depends. I've talked about it on stage. And it depends. I'm not. You don't want to slander the other person, but you still want to be honest. And listen, again, two sides to every story. As long as you're honest, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
It could be funny. It could be fun. Listen, I've said funny things on stage about it. The other night, I had a woman give me a good person.
Yeah.
You said that like you were hiding in the place. Were you there?
Stalking you.
Okay. This is very familiar. Yeah. I don't know what that was all about. That was very odd. I'm not in your book, am I? Okay, I'm just checking.
Well, you are now.
Well, I know I may be in Elliot's Tales. I may be in Elliot's Tales.
There you go.
You can
don't
get this.
Put me
it's
in no books,
it's her
you.
Horse in the book. She's done. She's just leaving. That was it. Okay.
That's it. She's
That was her back to cameo the other part. Room.
Yeah. I thought she was going to do dirty stuff.
No.
I was so nervous.
She got out of the show.
We all are nervous at times. What would Chrissy say? WWCS is what it is.
Grandma Chrissy Uncensored YouTube.
You can't.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was that?
Do you do political stuff or
God,
not really?
Say the word political.
Good. I'm glad.
That's a way to
I'm
kill
glad.
Our audience.
Why?
And then,
because you're gonna. I don't know. Because just when you go place, you want to have fun.
Yeah.
You don't want to have someone cut down who you might like or might not like. Mm. So to me, it's like a turn off when someone says something bad.
So what do you say? What do you say about comics like Bill Maher, Lewis Black, George Carlin?
I don't watch them.
You don't watch them? Okay,
no.
That's fair. I think there's a place for all types of comedy, and
right.
The only reason I don't do political humor is because I this is worse than a Viagra commercial. I don't have a desire to talk about that stuff on stage, but I don't begrudge people that do that, and you have to be good at it. And listen. We're in a weird time right now.
Exactly.
So everybody needs to lighten up a little bit and try to see the other side of whatever they're pissed about.
Like the movie Stripes, lighten up, Francis. That was my favorite part.
We're going to play some of the comics from the National Comedy Hall of Fame that's performing coming up, and they're two amazing comics. Do you want to introduce them?
Yeah, one is Bill Osi. He's very funny, does clean comedy, not always, but clean comedy, and he does churches as well, so he's kind of a Christian comic, which is nice. And then the other guy, I believe, I don't know who you said.
Juanita
Lolita. Yeah, she's also a Christian comic. Works clean, very funny. They've both been doing comedy for a long time. They're both really good within their own right.
Yeah, so they're going to be performing in the next week. And
they do
go
not
play.
Need to take the class.
No, they do not. No.
They graduated that class.
Let's
no,
play Bill's comedy clip that's performing soon here. And you can get your tickets now, and we'll be right back.
I love to come out here and see people's faces by the time you guys first see me. When I'm out front, everybody comes walking in, everybody looks mad at me. Everybody looks mad, and I finally realize why. Everybody gets so much happier when I get on stage, because by the time I get up here, that's when you guys all realize that I am not here to repo a car. Right? I got that look like I'm going to take something, don't I? people in the front row going, he looks shifty. He's shifty. I know what the rest of you are looking at, and I know what you guys are thinking. You guys are looking at me going, that is possibly the pointiest head I've ever seen on a human. Go ahead and take a picture of it if you have to. That's not fictional. That is a real pointy head. Some of you didn't figure it out until I just said it. You're looking at your partner going, you know, you're right. He's almost a unicorn. Look at that. There is some fun. There's one thing I love to do. Here's what I love to do. I love to go to the beach, submerge to my eyebrows, and then just glide up on people. I know. People lose their minds during Shark Week. My pastor's like, that's not right. I'm like, you bring people to Christ your way, I'll bring them mine. That's right. Nothing brings people to prayer faster than thinking they got a great white barreling down on them. We had a nice little drive to the show. I'm driving in traffic on the way here, and we're riding behind a car, and it's a beat up old nasty car. It's real dirty. Had a bumper sticker on the back. The bumper sticker said, my other car is a broom. The guy, highly doubt your other vehicle is a cleaning utensil. I doubt it. Stopped on the way here, stopped at a store. I just wanted some candy, a little something. I went in and I bought a pack of M&Ms. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, the king-size M&Ms are now being called share-size M&Ms. Have you noticed that? They're called share-size. Yeah, no, not only do I feel like a glutton, now I got to feel selfish too. Because nobody's getting none of my M&Ms. We travel all over doing stand-up comedy. I got to go back home to Tennessee to do some shows. And we were flying back through Macon, Georgia to get to the show in time. I got to stop and visit an old Navy buddy while we were there. I was never in the Navy. He just works over at Old Navy. He wanted a little bit of help while we were there on his farm. He wanted us to help shoe his horses, and I didn't know how to do it because I couldn't find the laces. This is what they do for fun. They wanted to take us out cow tipping. I had no idea how to do it. I kept leaving like 20% at every cow.
I do love him. I love being married. I do. I joke about it, but I love it. But I have some advice, all right? This works. You want your significant other to think before they speak. You tell them you want to become a comedian. My husband is so afraid of giving me new material. He hadn't spoken to me in months. Of course, it doesn't help at all that I'm following him around with a pen and piece of paper going... Oh, you need to slow down. Next time I'm wearing a wire. Then I realized I was wearing a wire. Victoria's Secret could make a fortune if that underwire came with a microphone. Wouldn't that be great? When he goes, I never said that to you. Oh yeah? Well, let's review the tape.
Why don't you just relax and let me make dinner tonight?
You like that? That's my Victoria's Secret agent undies.
And we're back. And that is Juanita Lulita, very funny Christian comic as well.
Yes. Says.
And she's going to be performing February 29th at 8 p.m. at the Friendly Stand-Up, actually Hall of Fame Comedy Theater. So you don't want to miss her either and get your tickets. Okay. So,
and Bull's going to be there February, 14th, Valentine's Day? And I'll be in that show as well. I'll be hosting that show so you can see the both of us. And I am not a Christian comic. I am an atheist comic.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, so what's an atheist comic?
Somebody who doesn't believe in God. Did I have to explain that, honestly?
Yeah, well, I mean, no, because you, here, look.
Oh, yes.
Look, no, here, see, that's what I have right here.
I know, good for you, that's great. It's a lovely screensaver. You're a Jesus person,
yeah,
I love it.
I am.
I was raised Roman Catholic. Here's the thing, I was raised Roman Catholic, but I got out of Catholicism because the Mass was exhausting. Let's be honest, it was up and down for an hour and a half with the baskets and all that stuff. And then, so now I'm on a search to find a religion, but I'm afraid because, you know, we don't know. Nobody knows. Right? And
well, so
I'm afraid if I pick one religion and stick with it my whole life, I'll die and go to heaven and find out I picked the wrong religion.
Well,
wouldn't that stink?
Guess we were supposed to have a lady on tonight that was a stripper and died and went to hell and went to heaven. Her story.
What?
Yes. She's going to be on in February. But I have a question, Chris. When your wife, or now you're separated.
Separated, yes.
When she sneezed, did you say God bless you?
Yeah, I said bless you. I don't know if I said God bless you.
Okay, bless you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It really threw you off that I said I was an atheist, didn't it?
Yeah.
That really, why? Why did it throw you off?
Lisa?
Why is that?
I have
why
nothing to
have
say.
You never have you never met an atheist person that's not into religion?
My dad is what is it agnostic? Whatever,
agnostic
believes in
yeah.
something, but not it's like
that's the
figure.
Fearful way to say you're an atheist. It's like you yeah. know what? I don't want to piss anybody off. If there is somebody, yeah. let's just say I'm agnostic yeah. and we'll leave it at that.
Right. I mean, I just know my personal. There's too many reasons for me to say yeah.
yeah.
God does
I
exist.
I mean, it's, so. Whatever.
Good for you.
Whatever
fantastic.
Person believes in whatever they believe.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not here to judge.
No, me.
Yeah, but you
only
did. All of you did immediately though. You stopped and judged me immediately. What's that?
I didn't judge you. I'm Jewish. Yeah. I don't even know what an atheist is. What is it?
Okay, it's atheist. And it's
she doesn't know what an atheist is.
Okay.
First of all, an atheist is a flower. All right, that's a small bush in England.
An atheist. I can't speak.
Hey, I need to go to the Bedeviled Times with the little Wyatt Jr. reporter went to Orlando, and he just has a little fun saying to thank Medieval Times what he saw. We're going to be back with Cassie for a minute, and then back with the Alabama Beauty Queen. Are you having fun today?
I'm having a blast.
You
can't
we'll be right
make
back.
This up.
You can't write this stuff.
Hi, my name is Wyatt from Hollywood Connections, and I'm about to go to one of the greatest shows ever called Medieval Times. It's a dinner and a show. Hi, I'm Wyatt from Hollywood Connections, and I just went to Medieval Times, and there were horses and knights. It was one of the greatest shows ever. I was the Green Knight, or we voted for the Green Knight, and he won.
Smile, Tiana, please smile, Queen. Princess, on me.
Okay, so we have reporters, junior reporters, and teen reporters all over the United States. That's what I do. And then before we go real quick, I know we have about 15 minutes left. Cassie's got some shout-outs on some books she wants to talk about. And tell us what's happening in the world of
book writing,
authors.
Oh, very, very exciting. I'm on Twitter, and as I was scrolling down, I came across a beautiful picture. And I contacted the lady that was doing on her Twitter feed, and she sent me a lovely card this week. And I will just tell you a little bit about Anne Camozzi, and her name is spelled A-N-N-E-C-A-M-O-Z-Z-I. Is that how? Is it
Z-Z.
Z-Z. Okay. Thank you very much. My story is unique. From TV reporter to international environmentalist consultant to university vice president and to artist and writer and able-bodied super athlete in many sports to pretty severely disabled full-time now. If I had to go back to super achiever and athlete, I would not have my art and writing, which I discovered on this journey. Her book is like a labyrinth, if anyone knows what a labyrinth is. It's like meditation and you walk the walk. Her book is, she gives it out to hospitals, people that are passing, and her response on Twitter is marvelous. They feel the paintings.
Hmm.
And when I spoke to her, I cried. And this book is absolutely beautiful. And it's her, this is her artwork.
So where can they buy that, Cassie?
Just go to her Facebook page under Anne Camozzi, and you can purchase her book.
Okay. And we also have some other books that you're promoting as well.
That's Anne.
Yes.
And
we had
Cassie, how much are they for someone to know?
Well, she's from Nova Scotia, so there's a difference. Canadian, it's $24.95.
Okay.
Because they go on Facebook, they can get all the information on her Facebook page.
Yeah. Or they have to go to Canada to get the book.
Well, it's beautiful there. It's beautiful in Nova Scotia. And we had Farrah Grace on with Yellow Roses, His Promise Forever Unbroken. And I have an appointment with a producer this week.
Okay.
So
she was on a special we had.
Yes, we had a special.
May I have a favor, please?
Yes, Chrissy.
Books, could you put them up so that we could see them too?
Yes, we're putting them up.
Okay. Okay.
We'll put them on social media. We'll take pictures of it.
Hold them up right there.
Yeah, right up to social media, our Facebook live.
There you go.
Okay, and then go ahead.
And this is all due to Hollywood Connections and Dawn. We're really moving along.
Yes, we are.
And I also have, we also had Stephen B. Allen on, and he wants to come back on for Dylan's Dilemmas. And he's looking into audiobooks.
Yeah, hold it up to the camera. Okay. Right there. There we go. A little higher.
There you go.
There you go.
That's what I'm interested in, audiobooks.
Yeah.
And there we go. Oh, I don't
want to. And we'll be putting them on Facebook. You can go to Dawn Reese, and we'll be putting up. You can actually watch the show again and laugh.
And with Chris.
Or cry.
I was going to say, or cry. You took my line.
I'm a professional.
I know. I'll let you know.
This is all from Dawn. Dawn and Hollywood Connections, and I'm really excited.
And very excited.
Yes.
And you.
We're going to start a book club on something.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, because we have so many people writing and life stories. And have you wrote a book about yourself?
I wrote a book on how to MC comedy shows or just shows in general, and then I'm in the middle of writing a piece of fiction.
Oh, cool.
So nothing quite so heady, but yeah.
Well, we also have Sue. We're working on a major project. We have a non-disclosure on something, but we have Elliot's Tales. Tell us about Elliot's Tales, where they can buy the book, the plush horse and everything.
On my Facebook page or my website, it's elliotshorsetales.com.
Yeah, but tell them why this book is so awesome.
Because it's about my baby horse, Elliot.
And what is in the book?
All real stories of Elliot.
Yeah, but not only real stories. Real Elliot. Real pictures of the horse. There's a real horse in here.
He's Why don't you read a couple pages for him?
I will. Oh, let me get my glasses because I'm old.
And we have a special surprise for a guest in the house in just a minute, so we're going to get ready for that queued up.
Okay.
Wait, that's the first page.
All right, I'll read the first page. And there's a picture of it. The horse has got a hat on, green hat, says Elliot. It says, hi, my name is Elliot. Guess what? I just turned 2. I've grown a little bigger, just like you. I'll take you on adventures, just you wait and see. Grab a bag of carrots and come along with me. Giddy up, I'll take you for a ride. Sammy's coming with us, and she'll be by our side. Jump right on, we'll have some fun. Hang on tight, let's run. Elliot.
A horse, you, seriously, he can help be the, look. You need a voice for the horse. I'm telling you.
I'm godless.
Elliot.
Remember, keep careful.
She's Jewish. She goes, I don't know what that is. I'm Jewish.
Listen, I love that she said that.
Yes, I'm Jewish.
I love you for that. I'm going to buy you a new menorah. You're getting a new menorah this week, sir.
Well, we're gonna,
or dreidel.
That's funny. So we're going to cut a commercial for our book club. We're going to get you to cut a commercial with your acting classes for comedy. Yes, and then Sue is going to do that. We have a lot of things happening. Let's go to that special little clip. What?
Elliot's song, too.
Yes, Elliot. Oh, we're going to have a contest.
Your horse sings?
He does now.
Yes, he does.
Come here, sweetheart.
Your crowning glory, the most glorious.
Come here. Watch your step.
We're making you.
Oh.
Does anybody have a camera?
Yes, I do.
We're making you an official ambassador. We have to get some pins for you. Ambassador of Hollywood Connection and Elliot's Tale. There we go. Yay!
Right here. Smile right here.
And everybody wave. So we just crowned a little ambassador here for Hollywood Connection because she's one of our biggest fans and she's going to have some fun with us too.
Do the wave. And she loves her
grandmother. Oh, yes. And she's taking, she actually gets to ride Elliot.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah. So in the meantime, we do little special things for our guest here as well. And so we're going to play a little game here. All right, Chris, are you ready?
We're playing a game?
Yeah, we're going to play a game.
All right. Should she just stand here with the flowers, or should she excuse?
You can sit down next to your grandmother over there. Okay, good.
I'm here to help you.
We only have 10 minutes left. Okay, I'm going to go around with the... Okay, I'm going to hit the bell, and you only have like a second.
I'm going to hit the bell. What are we going to do?
I'm just going to ask you, okay?
Me?
Yeah, I'm just going to ask you something. All right. Lisa, what's your favorite song?
Janis Joplin, Me and Bobby McGee.
Okay, and then... Introduce yourself.
Donna Robertson.
And, okay, Donna, what's your favorite job you ever had?
My favorite job, dentistry.
I'm kidding, I had to do that.
I think we covered that.
Yeah.
Chris, what's your most embarrassing moment?
I twisted my ankle shooting a skate video.
Are you serious?
Okay, let me rephrase that. I broke my ankle shooting a skate video. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's okay. Very embarrassing.
Okay, Sue, did you... ever date anyone famous?
Yes.
Oh, do tell. That's going in the book, Sue.
What's the follow-up on that?
And what's the follow-up on that?
The Malenko brothers, one of the wrestlers when I was younger.
Oh.
It was cute.
Oh, wow.
She liked to go from the top rope.
Okay, Lisa, your turn. Your turn.
Okay, what am I supposed to do?
You're going to make one up. Go ahead. Here we are, live.
You have to tighten this.
Don, who is the most famous person you've interviewed?
Oh, Larry King.
Okay. Larry King.
I would have never guessed that.
I know. I'm like, wait, Larry King. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Who is one comedian you didn't like or get along with?
Ooh.
Like their first impression, and then they were not who you thought they were. You can say initials if it makes
sense. You know. The disgruntled clown.
Okay. All right. Sue, if you could do anything right now, what would you be doing?
Sleeping, tired.
There you go. She's honest.
Two for two Debbie, with me. Right. I like this girl.
Okay.
Donna.
Sorry, I renamed Donna Deborah, but okay.
She's from Alabama. It's okay.
Bless your heart.
She goes.
Hey, y'all.
There you go. Will you please say bless your heart?
Bless your heart.
There we go. That's what you know. You
I can do that. No. Bless your heart.
Okay.
Bless your heart.
I can't talk like that.
Here's some.
Cassie, what's the one book that really you read that connected like to your soul? She's got a book club that connected to your soul.
No, I just thought of the worst book ever, and it made me laugh.
Okay. I was like, man, that's a good question.
They all.
Okay, come on.
It's like you can't love one child.
Your children know I am my mom's favorite, and she will tell you that. So,
it's Chris's turn. He gets to ask. You're going to ask anybody a question with hit the bell.
Oh God. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right.
Sue.
Glenda.
Glenda's a good witch.
That's why you call me Glenda.
Yes. Did you want to be a pageant girl when you first started?
No, but Don got me into it. That's why this crown looks like he calls me Glenda the witch from
because the good witch Glenda's crown is like 8 feet tall. And this is a gorgeous crown.
It's pretty though.
It is gorgeous.
It is.
What do I know? I don't believe in God.
Like his last name, Gordon.
I don't believe in God.
Don. How many men have you been with? This has popped out. I'm sorry, it popped out. I don't mean sexually, I just mean in general.
How many men?
Yeah, have you? How many?
I'm married to a most wonderful man, Mr. Gorgeous.
What?
Okay. So she's pleading the fifth. No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm just saying, how many boyfriends, husbands?
I dated, not a lot, but just a couple.
Give me a number.
I would say five.
Okay, that's fine.
There you go.
All right. You, lady, who's scaring me. Did you dislike me when I said I was an atheist?
No.
Okay. You. Ow, I just cut my hand on this table. Holy crap.
It was sharp.
All right. Do you think, was there a point in your career where you thought you could lose at a pageant?
Sure.
Okay. That's an honest answer. All right, good. I thought she was going to get nasty there for a second. Listen, let me tell you something, buddy. First of all, cut like a WWE promo.
There you go.
What book would you never read in a million years? Let her answer the question. They know I wouldn't read.
I found 50 Shades of Grey very boring, so the last one.
10 pages?
I've never read it.
She's like, this. I didn't read it the second time. The first time was enough. Okay, good. And then, a little girl in the back. What was her name again?
Sage.
What would you rather be doing right now?
Probably sitting at home.
I'm with you, sister. That's why we're moving to Wednesday.
Yeah. All right, last question for the lady in the booth.
Chrissy.
Chrissy, a favorite drink. What's your pleasure?
Favorite drink.
Fireball.
What's she saying? Crown apple.
Crown apple.
Crown apple?
Have you had crown apple?
It. No, I don't know. But not if it turns me into that. No, thank you. No, I'm kidding. No,
do you?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Chris, what's your favorite drink?
I drink rum and coke. I drink rum and coke when I'm drinking, but I don't drink that often. Yeah.
I do too. I like rum and coke with olives.
I'm dying. He's been doing this the whole time.
Are you watching this?
I know. Dying laughing.
All right, Chrissy, get in here. We have 5 minutes left. I hope you're enjoying. This is unscripted, by the way.
You don't know what he's talking about.
No, it's called improvisation.
Improvisation.
Doing improv.
All right, Chrissy.
On Hollywood Connection.
Okay, now she's doing them?
Put my glasses.
No. Chrissy's going to just say, you're going
to ask
point to somebody, and you're going to hit the bell and ask anybody a question.
Or I'll hit the bell for you if you
want. Yeah, go ahead. All right, Chrissy, what's a question to anybody? How about Chris?
Yeah.
Come on, we're live on the
air. How many wives you had, dude?
What's that?
How many wives you had?
Lives or wives? Wives. Two.
I got two.
Okay.
Two.
Wives. Very good.
Two right. Wives, eight lives.
I got 12. Okay.
Okay. 12 wives?
12 wives.
Oh, 12 wives. Oh, you're like a cat in half.
What's
Sue.
Question.
We're live. 106.1 FM, The Heat. We have like 5 minutes left.
Yes, go ahead.
Chrissy's asking a question. Yeah. Go on, Chrissy.
When are you going to learn to listen?
Oh, you love me, Chrissy.
Chrissy just got catty in here.
Oh, you are catty. Yeah.
Chrissy's
going to
get I'm going to teach Chrissy how to clean stalls next week. That'll be fun. Chrissy doing stalls.
I've cleaned stalls all my life. I know how to clean stalls.
Yeah, she's going to write
I'll show you how to clean stalls.
She's going to write you a new Elliot Tales next week. She's going to have a whole new book happening about you, Chrissy.
You're a little bit more than Dick and Jane, okay?
The Chains of Elliot. There we go.
The Adventures of Brian.
Your turn. We have only 4 minutes left.
I have to ask questions?
Yeah, real quick. We have 4 minutes. I'm watching the clock. Yeah. 4 minutes.
How many men have you dated, Sue?
Oh, I'm asking minutes. Him questions.
No, right. He's the one now.
Oh, okay. I can ask questions.
Now you get to ask Chrissy. Ask Chrissy.
Okay. Question. What'd you do on your first date?
First date ever?
Ever.
Yeah, there you go.
I wondered how in the hell I got there. That's what I...
Yeah, me too, I think.
All right, ask Chrissy something. Hit the bell.
Chrissy, who's your best friend?
Chrissy, who's your best friend? His name is Gizmo.
My frog.
I have no
my
idea.
My dog.
Don. My frog. What's your favorite thing to do?
What's my favorite thing to do?
Sail with my husband.
There you go.
We have a boat.
Go sailing.
Yeah.
Rock the boat,
she
baby.
Doesn't mean this. I swear to God.
She's a natural.
Yes.
Lisa. Yeah. What's your favorite food?
That would
to
be
cook,
oatmeal.
To cook.
To cook is Spanish food. Any type of Spanish food.
When are we coming to dinner?
You go. Get to Miss Alabama.
Miss Alabama.
Tourism, not fishing.
Miss
tourism.
Alabama, your skin's so perfect. What do you use? Look how pretty your skin
better
is.
Day, better shake.
She has a complexion. Look how pretty
she
your
does.
Complexion
it
is.
She has a beautiful complexion.
Thank you
what
so
foundation?
Much.
Foundation? I need some.
The foundation is just a natural foundation. Really no particular, like a drugstore brand.
Really?
But it all
get
helps.
Cassie first.
It all helps in the products that you put in your
we
face.
We have 2 minutes left. It's your turn. Ask anybody. Hit the bell. Ask Chris a question. Go ahead.
You don't
you're
have
on.
To.
You're
okay,
on.
Whoever. Cassie,
he's hard, girls.
He's hard, girls.
All right. Well, go ahead.
What's the farthest place that you've ever done a comedy show?
New York. I was scheduled in the Virgin Islands, but it got canceled. But so yeah, all over the northern eastern seaboard. Oh.
Okay. Who would you like to work with, Chris, that you have never worked with before?
Nobody. I'm going to work with myself.
Good answer.
Go ahead. I'm a headliner. I work with other people.
He's a headliner. We have 1 minute left.
1 minute.
Yes, it would be good for him. You and me.
We're going to talk about that. We have 1 minute. We got to say goodbye. I want to thank everybody here. Cassie, with your books, we're going to put that out there. Thank you, Miss Alabama. Tell everybody your social media.
I'm on Facebook at Donna Reeves Robertson. So you can look me up there. Donna Reeves Robertson.com, Instagram,
Perfect. And we'll put, yeah, you're up there. Lisa, your social media.
That would be Lisa A. Vasquez on Facebook and the real Lisa V, or the real underscore Lisa V on Instagram.
Right. Go ahead, Chris. Give your
GorgeousComedy.com, HallOfFameComedy.com.
He's so excited to have us all at his class. Go ahead.
That'll drive him a drink if he doesn't already.
ElliotsHorsetails.com, and you can look him on Facebook. Sage,
that's
want to say
right.
Something?
We want to thank you for watching Hollywood Connection. Thank we'll see you back February 12th. We're taking a break. We'll be back. Drive time, 5 to 6 p.m. We've got movie producers coming and working on a big movie, a huge movie in St. Petersburg. And yes, and
close it out.
Close it out.
Thank you.
All right.